Hello, and welcome to this Improving Relationships with Your Partner Emotion Download. Emotion downloads are based on the Human Givens approach to mental healing and health, the newest and most radical school of psychology in 40 years, and described as the first true biopsychosocial model of psychotherapy. This rapidly expanding approach is UK-based and dates just from the mid-1990s. The Emotion audio series can complement your Human Givens therapy, but can also be used as part of a standalone self-help program. I am Andrew Richardson, and a director of the London Human Givens Centre. In this download, you will learn of the two main pathways to improve your relationship with your partner. They are linked, but can best be traversed separately and in the order suggested. And you will naturally see where your efforts need to be focused. Remember that a relationship is an organic, growing, and living entity, and also that in the last resort, you only have responsibility and control over your behavior and thinking and emotions. So if you initiate a small change, then this will set up a different momentum from which large change, and I hope improvement, is not just possible, but inevitable. Please ensure that when listening to the rest of this download, you are not operating machinery, or driving, or engaging in any other activity which requires your concentration. A bad relationship with your spouse or partner is indeed a toxic and debilitating experience. Effort and time and emotion will be being used unproductively, and you will be spending a lot of your time aroused and angry and resentful and feeling stuck or unsafe. And this will be impacting on other parts of your life, your relationships with other family members, with friends, and perhaps your work also. And your efforts to find a way through to meeting some of your essential human needs from the relationship, for intimacy and connection and control, for example, may be leading you to concealment and betrayal or addictive behaviors, which you know deep in your bones is not the way you would choose. Well, does this talk to you? Can you recognize something there that you understand because you are experiencing this yourself right now? The relationship we are talking about is of just two people. And typically, it is just one of the two that is taking serious action to make changes through looking outside for a new source of advice and direction. And it is you that is listening to this. And perhaps you know that your partner would be very unlikely to, at least right now. And so, the first step to improve your relationship is to make changes yourself. After all, when it comes down to it, you can only really change something in yourself. You are the person in this relationship, not her or him, that you are ultimately responsible for. Now, this does not mean giving way in the context of the typical bad patterns that you have with your partner, but nevertheless, that you really do something different. For a close relationship is like a complex dance, where each of the two dancers both initiate and respond, where the sensitivity to the other is close and mainly unconscious, mediated through eyes, bodies, and gestures, words and tones and phrases with subtle undulations and rhythms. And it is invisibly choreographed. There are so many threads in your relationship, aren't there? The everyday living, of bills to be paid, money to be earned, children to be cared for perhaps, houses to be cleaned and meals to be cooked. And your relationship will extend out to each of your families, common friends, and separate friends, and shared interests and passions. And those activities that you find are just for you, or him or her. Indeed, you could say that most relationships are more than a dance, and rather an interconnected web. Do you remember that ad for Honda cars, I think, where one movement of one lever created a chain reaction of other changes that went on and on and on, of things tipping over, of movements linked that set off another chain? And who could possibly comprehend all those connections that defines the complex and largely unconscious web of your relationship, of change and stability too? And that includes you, of course. And as you realize something more of the complexity of your relationship with your partner, you can realize also that this insight is exciting and liberating. For it means that there are so many ways and so many points of entry for you to have an influence, for you to take a degree of control in order to initiate real change and movement. Even if you don't know what is the precise direction or the destination, but that is okay too. For I will be suggesting how you can set your course in a general direction that will be good for both of you. But just take a second or two now to absorb a word of caution. Do you remember that old story of an Englishman abroad who spoke in English to a native of the country, probably French, who unaccountably did not understand what was being said? So the Englishman repeated what he had said slowly and loudly and deliberately. And that poor stupid native still did not understand. You really do have to do something different, you know, and not just repeat the same old strategy you typically use, but just wrapped up a little bit differently. For if you want something you have never had, then you must really do something you have never done. Here are a couple of stories, well, vignettes, really. And you might enjoy them and be interested in what you learn from them quite naturally and without thinking too much about it. One evening, Müller was scrabbling under a lamp in the street, looking intently for something. And he kept looking and looking until eventually his neighbour approached him and asked, "What are you looking for?" And Müller replied, "Why, my keys." "Is this where you left them?" asked his neighbour in surprise. "No," replied Müller, "I left them in the courtyard. But it is here where the light is." And again, the same neighbour noticed, at one time, that every evening for a month or so, Müller had crept round his courtyard and sprinkled a trail of salt. Müller did this every evening, as I say, for a month, until his neighbour could just not contain himself. "Müller, what are you doing?" And Müller replied, "Why, keeping the tigers away." "But Müller, there are no tigers in this part of the country." "Exactly," exclaimed Müller. So, how might you begin to set up a new chain reaction? Well, begin by looking at a time of day or a common activity you have or an exchange you tend to have, and choose something ordinary but which just does not work as it could? Or identify a sequence, a conversation, an activity, a little snippet of that dance, if you like, and begin to see how you, yes, only you, could play it differently. And be curious to notice how long it takes before something else changes. You may have to repeat it quite a few times. Do not expect anything in particular, but just have that sense that you are taking some kind of control by tilting the tiller in a slightly different direction, and so learning something new. And you could also begin to notice some of those patterns of yours, how and what you think about in that situation, what you say to justify how you are and to defend yourself or pursue what you perceive you want, and your actions, and what your excuses are, those that you have constructed for your partner's consumption and those constructed for your own internal private use. For all of us have our very own inner defence lawyer, always primed and ready to argue our case, especially to ourselves. And your lawyer, just like any good defence lawyer, is not interested in the objective truth, or indeed in anything that does not place you in the best possible light. But what if, just for now, that you did allow yourself to see another point of view, and one you had not really opened to, and one where you were perhaps not completely innocent? Then, what would it be? That's it. Seeing a little bit of how your partner might be seeing it. And then how might you think and respond to that? And as you consider this instruction to your inner lawyer, notice how you could then change something, or that something might just be different automatically. And here are a few more pointers about where to look and how to change, to identify and make strategic points of entry into that web. That dance, that chain reaction. When are your conversations and words with your partner general and toxic? You always do. You never ever. You are just. I never did say that. Why do you always? You know what I mean. Be specific instead. Cut down your habits of general criticism and contempt, and of cutting off and looking to protect. You never listen, you are so controlling. And do you stonewall or get defensive? Or does your partner? You could cultivate specific compliments that require you to observe and think about them, in order that you can make them real and specific compliments. Not general stuff, like you are wonderful or funny, but specific, like, I really admire you when you. Where and how could you initiate positive and empowering suggestions? And how easily can you find something specific and offer it generously to your partner? And you could search to find those interactions where it would be possible to enjoy the exchange. And very soon now, I will give you the opportunity to envisage this and rehearse this. For it is always better to find the good in an exchange and to find the key to improving it. For good relationships require that a majority of interactions are enjoyable and positive. There is actually hard evidence for this. And you could go back into the history of your relationship with your partner to rediscover some of those good patterns that may have been lost, and you can see a way to resurrect them. We will be doing that shortly also. But first, there is one more thing. When do your feelings of anger, resentment, helplessness, etc., feel out of control, or that they will soon be out of control? Like a bobsleigh careering down a mountain. For here, there is something that you can certainly do differently, and indeed you absolutely must. And that is to learn to recognize the signs, the staging post to that loss of control, and find a way of walking away and taking a time out, and so calm down. When we are highly aroused, angry, or scared, or scornful, or whatever it is, then we have to calm down to gain control, and so be able to use our intelligent, developed brain. That part that is aware of consequences, and not just the immediate high emotion moment, and the overwhelming desire to discharge and complete the emotion, whatever the consequences may be. See that line in the sand that you know you cannot cross. Because if you do, then control is lost. What are the signposts to that line? How much warning do you have? And how easy is it to turn back and wait until you are calm again? Ideally, you need at least 20 minutes to calm down, to really calm down, to take a walk, go to a different room, listen to some music, or busy yourself, or whatever. And you, and ideally your partner, must heed these signs and take that time out. And remember also that men typically need longer to calm down, so don't risk it by rushing him. And remember that she will probably get out of her mood quicker than you. But when in the past you have gone beyond that line, have there been times when it has worked out in some way? And what was different about those times? And what did you do that was different? And if this is difficult to envisage right now, then now let us relax and so discover and rehearse and find a way through. So just sit back or lie back and notice the weight of your body resting and nestling into the softness of the chair or bed, or sensing a part or parts of you against some hard surface. And as you do that, you could even now be aware of changes to that part of your body, which is a sign that you are beginning to relax or deepen in some way, which is unique to you. And you can imagine how it is for you when you do begin to relax, or how it might be this time. Some people are aware that the rhythm of their breathing slows down, while others notice that their shoulders or arms or legs begin to feel a little different. And others can be aware of tensions lifting from their jaw, or around their eyes, or across their forehead. or from the crown of their head. Where are you relaxing now? Or are aware of relaxing now? Or imagining how you might relax if you chose to do so at some unconscious level? And as you just notice that however it is right now for you is absolutely fine, and that even as your attention may drift off, that it will just return and you are more relaxed. That just know that this drifting in and out is relaxing you easily and surprisingly, and it is just happening. And whether you are deeply relaxed or just gently drifting down or still waiting for that letting go feeling, ask yourself this. What is it that I love about him or her? No matter if it is small and particular. And what else? What are those qualities that you fell in love with? What was that attraction? Sexual and magnetic. Protecting or protected. Nurturing. And wise, stimulation, laughter, playfulness, and those admirable values, goodness, kindness, resourcefulness, integrity. And when does your partner show them off? What does your partner need in order to shine? And what really good time, or set of times, and places is coming through for you now, in your mind's eye, that you are seeing, or sensing, or feeling? The courtship, long or short, and since then? For there could very well be a set of qualities that is new, that have evolved and grown and changed, that as you open to them, flow easily into your consciousness. Just get a hint, a glimpse, a sense of that better past and future. And as you do, just put yourself in your partner's shoes and imagine a new kind of conversation you might have. You are really listening now. Yes, really listening to every word and doing your level best to understand and make sense of it. And there is only space in your head for him or her, rather than you. And you make sure that your partner has finished saying all that they feel needs to be said. And not thinking about the answer that will best present what you want. Your sole objective is to reflect back to them how they are feeling. And what are their concerns, and how they see it. And you understand how to listen reflectively, don't you? Like a mirror does, which does not lie and just reflects back how it is. And only then is it your turn to speak. And you will find that your partner will listen, won't they? See this happening clearly. This is because they now can. They have the space to do so and feeling safe because they have been heard. This is actually very big. To listen reflectively as a mirror. And as you move there and believe that this is a big change, why, that is a sign that you are well on your way. And you can now see yourself having that time out and know when you need it. When you sense the emotion inside you is rising out of control. And noticing what it is that is giving you that sense of regaining control and being in control. And what is coming up now as you see how you will be specific in what you say? There are no blaming and being right games now, are there? Or finding those times and places where there will be a different exchange initiated by you, good or different, and being more honest with yourself. As you just daydream into new healthy daydreams, how you will be doing it differently. Rehearse and see those real down-to-earth compliments you will be making. And when do you reflect back what comes to you? And see that smile and relaxation as your partner sighs out and just disarms. And how easy will it be for you to suggest that your partner does the same? How wonderful would it be for you when your partner reflects back to you exactly what you said and felt. And as you then relaxed and disarmed, how good would your partner feel as they saw you changing? I will just be quiet for a moment as you easily focus on what you might begin to do to create this new movement towards something better. And it could be that you begin this change very soon, or that you just leave it for a little while. And now, just come back to the room. 5, 4, 3, 2, coming to the surface, be aware of feeling your body actively now, and 1, opening your eyes. And so, what is the second step? Well, this is about refocusing your mind to meet objectives that are essential for your emotional well-being and your partner's. The profound insight of the human givens approach is that as living organisms, we human beings need to get essential emotional human needs met in order to be emotionally healthy. And so this is the second step, goal setting, and working with your partner in a productive way that both of you clearly appreciate is good for you, separately and, of course, as a unit of two. If you remember, the focus of the first part of this download was to develop realizations and insights and strategies and motivation in order to seed changes in the complex web of your relationship, so that this will generate a new and productive direction for you. Now, when that difference is evident, even if it is partial and incomplete, or even if the difference can be anticipated, why then you can graft on serious work to enhance the welfare of both of you. This work should be based on insights from the human givens approach, and the profound and releasing consequence of this will be the accessing of your problem-solving capacity and that of your partner. And human beings are problem solvers. Give us a real problem with a realistic objective and the prospect of action to meet that objective, why then human beings are moving towards emotional health. And you know that is so, don't you? And our needs? Well, they revolve around three sets. First, there is the need for security and safety and a measure of control. All of these are met in part at least from a good relationship, or can be under threat if the relationship is not working. The second relates to our need for good relationships, which include intimacy and close connection to small groups. Intimacy here is not always sexual, but is about being oneself with somebody, warts and all. And the third set concerns what we do. Does our work, paid or not, give us satisfaction and status and stretches us in some way? Does it give us a sense of meaning? And relationships can directly impact on this or indirectly by providing the base from which each of you can shine. So where is your relationship working well? How is your relationship contributing to getting your needs met and your partner's? Remember, they are about safety, intimacy, and satisfying work. And how are you successfully managing to do this? And just feel good about this. And where is there a lack for you and your partner? For though it is not essential to have a serious, monogamous and committed relationship in order to thrive, it does help a lot for many of us at certain important stages of our life, especially when the intent is to have families and build careers and create security. So what are you realizing? What will you be focusing on? What goals can you set? And how can you begin to move in the right direction? And how will you engage your partner? What will you be offering to them? And how might you be complementing each other? How can you create a powerful complement? And what can they do to complement you? Because men and women are natural complements. And so men will tend to focus on problem solving, being specific, and wanting to get on with things. And when aroused or stressed, men are more likely to want to be on their own or doing something else. Men are more aware and happy with pecking orders and are less comfortable with high emotion. They talk less and respond better to structure and order. Women are more comfortable multitasking. Yes, they really are. And in contrast to men, will be happier talking about it and not necessarily to find the resolution. They can be more sensitive and uncomfortable with the unspoken rules behind social interaction, which seem to create inequalities. Women are more comfortable with emotions. And women, you remember that men use less words. You need to give your views to men quickly and not expect them to hear it all if you spend too much time. And you men, just be patient. Don't rush it. Now, I will let you in to a secret or two, which is to suggest how you can influence and improve the focus of your relationship by being your own therapist. Learn some tricks of the trade. Positive expectancy is important. Your partner will pick up on your expectation of change and success and movement. And this download will help uncover those areas where your expectation is good or where you can build expectancy. And of course, for all of us, our imagination will always be stronger than our will. Willpower will tend not to break that bad habit until it is allied to an imagination of either a bad or good future. Use your imagination to inspire yourself and your partner also with that realistic, better future. And carrots tend to be better than sticks, which is where those realistic goals can be very handy. And all that is necessary is one step at a time. Rome was not built in a day, yet from small beginnings, a lot will change. And make your suggestions positive, can-do suggestions. Say, we can do more of that, where that is a good move, rather than focus on what is bad and needs to be cut down. And how can you change the goalposts, the point from which you see the relationship? To reframe is always worthwhile and possible. Always. So now you can relax again and rehearse and remind yourself of all that you have learned and can now use to improve your relationship. Sit back and shut your eyes and allow yourself to easily be aware of what is happening to your body. And many people find that just to do this can open them to a slightly different sensation and feeling. And could this be happening to you? As you again listen to my voice becoming slower and more relaxing and are reminded at a deep unconscious level that you can choose to relax now. Feel a cool breeze washing over you or a warm feeling of calmness or that excitement of meeting a new friend, or reading a new book, or listening to a new music track? Which of these is creating that good, relaxing response in you? Or is there a different kind of good feeling, which is just happening, of contentment, of just being there, of excited anticipation, or a warming sense? And allow this feeling to deepen, like going down a ladder or down a path to a beautiful beach, or entering into the depths of a deep, deep ocean where there's only silence and peace and distance from everything. And you could now be really deeply relaxed, or just feeling slightly calmer, or not yet consciously noticing much of a change. It doesn't really matter. You are experiencing and seeing something of that dance right now. What seems possible? Where your positive imagination is strong. And those goals you can set. Problem solving, one step at a time. And feeling the energy of that carrot attracting you. What is the first step? And how will you be seeing it and presenting it so that it is a positive suggestion that will build a strong, imaginative response? And here is a story for you that will say something and touch something, though it is for you to see it. And it is about that time long ago when I was travelling in India. And on that day, I was visiting a very holy temple and shrine. The day was hot, but as I milled around, I could feel the extraordinary energy and fervour and timeless wisdom of that place. Now, I had my camera with me, and I was always looking for that special shot that would capture something. And as I was looking at the side of the temple, a holy man stepped into view. He was dressed in maroon robes and walked erect and slowly. His beard was plaited with beads, and his face was painted with white lines and a red thumbprint to symbolize his third eye in the middle of his forehead. I followed him with my gaze as he walked to his place, where he then sat, positioning his body perfectly symmetrically in the doorway. He sat in a meditative pose, and he seemed to be moving into a higher plane of consciousness. This would be the shot for me, the once-in-a-lifetime photo, a National Geographic moment. I zoomed my lens and adjusted the focus of my camera. And as I moved my finger to the shutter button, the holy man, as if by divine coordination, lifted his hands. Between them was an old piece of cardboard that obliterated his face. On it was etched a message. Curiously, I zoomed the lens even closer to read what was on the card. "Life is give and take," it said. "That's good," I thought. "The holy man is going to give me a message," so I read on. "You take the photograph and you give me 50 rupees. In a moment, I will count back down so that you can slowly begin to become alert and aware and return to the room. 5. Begin to be aware of your body differently. 4. Gently returning to the here and now and feeling yourself beginning to rise to the surface. 3. Becoming more alert, almost without noticing. 2. Getting ready to open those eyes. And 1. Opening those eyes now. And make sure that you are fully alert before driving or operating any machinery. I hope you found real value and insight from this improving your relationship with your partner emotion download. And please listen to it often, perhaps every day for a few days, so that it will really sink in. And perhaps your partner could also listen to it. For more information on the Human Givens approach, visit londonhumangivens.com. And from there, you can access the official Human Givens sites, including their useful and wide-ranging publications. I am Andrew Richardson. Thank you.